91X News.
It's 18 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. One man is seriously injured after a shooting at a Bayside residence in Quinte West on Highway 2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. More details are expected later today on the shooting from the Quinte West OPP. A Grafton man is charged with intoxicated driving after the OPP stopped the pickup truck early Sunday morning. Police stopped the truck on County Road 2 near Workman Road in Hamilton Township. 26-year-old Nathaniel Bodent is charged with driving a vehicle while over the blood alcohol limit. His license is suspended for 90 days and his truck has been taken for a week. Bodent is scheduled to appear in court in Coburg on April 25th. Fanshawe College is throwing the book at 8 students. They've been suspended as the London, Ontario College continues its investigation of a St. Patrick's Day riot in a neighborhood with a reputation for wild parties. 11 people, including 7 Fanshawe students, have been arrested. Students have started a Facebook page to identify suspects, and the college has set up a secure email account to receive tips. A company that provides maintenance work to Air Canada is in court in Montreal filing for bankruptcy protection. The move comes a day after Avia's fleet performance shut down plants in Montreal, Winnipeg, and Vancouver, abruptly laying off more than 2,400 workers. Air Canada says the court proceedings should have no bearing on its day-to-day operations. About 200 workers are blocking access to one of the airline's buildings near Montreal's Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport, and another group is blocking an Avia's building. The sentencing of disgraced former hockey coach Graham Janes for sexual abuse won't be shown on television. Chinta Puxley of the Canadian Press has more.
Judge Catherine Carlson has ruled that live TV cameras won't be allowed in the Winnipeg courtroom during the sentencing Tuesday. She says allowing James's sentencing to be broadcast could turn a highly charged event into a spectacle. She says she's also uncomfortable about setting precedent with a sexual assault case. A media consortium argued people have a right to know what James looks like now so they can protect themselves. James's lawyer and the province argued that broadcasting his image would violate his privacy. James pleaded guilty in December to sexually abusing 2 former players, including retired NHL star Theo Fleury. Chinta Puxley, the Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
A French police official says a gun used to kill 4 people at a Jewish school today is the same one that used last week to kill 3 paratroopers. In today's attack in Toulouse, a rabbi, his 2 young sons, and another child were fatally shot by a gunman on a motorcycle. Associated Press reporter Angela Charlton says French prosecutors are studying possible terrorist links.
French President and the Prime Minister have ordered officials to secure all school and religious buildings around France after this attack. Sarkozy especially stressed security at Jewish and Muslim buildings around Toulouse.
The motive for the killings is unclear. That's 91X News to 103.